Local coverage of Arizona sustainability news on KJZZ is supported by Intel Corporation. Intel is committed to sustainable water management in Arizona and around the world. Learn more at intel.com/Arizona.
Your November 6th ballot is extremely crowded, and you know about the U.S. Senate race, the various congressional battles, and even the statewide offices. But further down the list, but especially important considering our long-term drought, you'll find names of people running for the 15-member Central Arizona Water Conservation District Board, which is also known as the CAP Board. The board manages the water that Arizona brings in from the Colorado River. To help understand more about the board and generally what type of candidates are running for it, I'm joined by Rhett Larson, Associate Professor of Law at ASU and a Senior Research Fellow at the Kyle Center for Water Policy. So, Rhett, how much more important is the board right now considering the extended drought? Because the members may be making some really tough decisions.
There's no question that with every passing year, the importance of the board grows more and more. So it has always been an important position, but it is becoming more and more important as we have a greater and greater realization of the structural deficits in the Colorado River. So just to give you an example, the Colorado River Compact that governs water in the river basin allocates 7.5 million acre feet to the upper basin, 7.5 million acre feet to the lower basin. The 1944 Rivers Treaty allocates 1.5 million acre feet to Mexico. Mm-hmm. We lose about 1.5 million acre feet every year to evapotranspiration. That adds up to 18 million acre feet of water that we assume is in the river every year. Mm-hmm. But we know from tree ring analysis that the 1,000-year average is about 13.5 million acre feet. So when people talk about, oh, there's a drought in the Colorado River Basin, if drought means more people want the water than there is enough water to provide, then we live in drought. There's always a drought. But it is becoming more and more acute, and the models and climate are showing us that as worried as we were about water supplies before, it is a bigger problem than even we had thought. And that is why we're in the midst of the drought contingency plan negotiation, and that is almost certainly the most important thing for the board and for any new board members to be concerned with is the negotiation of the drought contingency plan.
State of the State address that Governor Ducey gave earlier this year, he talked about Arizona speaking with one voice when it comes to water. How does having a CAP board involved, a Department of Water Resources involved, how do they work together? How are they supposed to work together?
So this is a critical issue for anyone who is running for the board and for all voters who are looking at the board, which is the Arizona Department of Water Resources is the agency that's tasked with managing water resources across the entire state. And the director of the Department of Water Resources is appointed by the governor. The Central Arizona Water Conservation District is directly elected by the voters, but its responsibility is strictly concerned with Colorado River water delivered into Central Arizona. Now, the Colorado River water supply that comes from CAP is so important and so important in so many ways, even to our groundwater management, that the CAP board has a huge voice in virtually every aspect of water policy. But because the CAP board is so concerned with its own customers, quite understandably, it's focused on a lot of urban interests and tribal interests and less on rural Arizona interests, particularly rural Arizona interests not served by the CAP. And so they serve different constituencies, and because they serve different constituencies, they have different interests. And it's difficult for Arizona Water to speak with one voice, especially when we're speaking to our neighbors, California, Nevada, and Mexico, about how to share this resource. And there have been disagreements and disputes between the Department of Water Resources and the Central Arizona Project, and those differences have to be reconciled, and they have to learn how to work together collaboratively if we're going to effectively and cooperatively manage the basin with our neighbors.
Is the fact that this is an elected but unpaid position, is there any level of complication that could cause?
Well, I think that there are always questions about institutional competency when it comes to water governance, which is to say that it is virtually guaranteed that whoever is appointed by the governor to be the director of the Department of Water Resources will be a water expert. That is not necessarily guaranteed by who will get voted into the CAP board. Now, many of the members of the board have deep roots and expansive knowledge of water policy and water governance in Arizona, but that's not guaranteed. And there may be some candidates who will view the CAP board as a political springboard to other positions later. Now, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are certainly worse things for Arizona than to have young, aspiring leaders cut their teeth in water policy and then grow into other positions in the future where they can bring what they've learned in the CAP board to other positions. So I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing to have those sorts of voices represented. But it does create challenges because if this were a professionalized appointed position, then it would be full of hydrologists and hydrologic engineers and water attorneys and water economists. But that's not what it is. It's a directly elected position.
Are there hints of true partisanship based on the points of view of those who are running? Is it clear that some have what we'd call a traditional progressive and a more traditional conservative? Is that fairly obvious?
No. What's interesting and what makes this a complicated election is that there is no partisan element to this on the ballot. So someone's going to go down and vote, and I understand and completely have lived the impulse to go down your ballot and go, well, this is my political party, and once I've gone down this far, I can't possibly know who all of these people are, so I'm just going to vote for the people in my party. You're not going to be able to get away with that with the CAP board because it's a nonpartisan position, so you won't know what political party they are. And quite frankly, even knowing their political party probably isn't going to help you very much. Water in Arizona is extremely political, but it's not political in a traditional progressive conservative way. It's political in a completely different way. It's political in rural versus urban interests. It's political in tribal versus non-tribal interests. It's political in between industries, but it doesn't break down in the sort of Republican versus Democrat partisanship. Now, with that said, it doesn't mean that there aren't traditional progressive or conservative positions that may be reflected. So, for example, there could be a pro-growth position by some candidates who see the CAP as critical to being able to provide water supply for continued growth. And there could be CAP board members who may have a conservationist approach, who view part of the board's responsibility as protecting environmental flows and streams. So those could be elements of progressive or conservative ideologies that are reflected, but they're only going to take you so far.
Rhett Larson is an associate professor of law at ASU and a senior research fellow at the Kyle Center for Water Policy.